Chapel Hill's elected officials held similar discussions for the property just last year. The group passed a non-binding agreement to have concept plans made for the center, but that iteration also included several hundred apartments for the site. Those plans were ultimately scrapped in September, as then-town manager Maurice Jones told the council rising construction costs made it more feasible to focus on building the Municipal Services Center first. Interim town manager Chris Blue and deputy manager Mary Jane Nerdlinger agreed with this recommendation on Wednesday night, saying town staff have shifted focus away from residential options at 828 MLK Boulevard. Blue also said because of the coal ash's presence, it's critical for the town council to move forward in some form with redevelopment, not only to address any risks of exposure, but also to address the town's need for space. To do that, Blue said, Chapel Hill must hear what the State Department of Environmental Quality suggests for the site and its coal ash.
It's our recommendation that we let the experts who work in this field every day and who are entrusted by the state with doing the professional evaluation and calculation of next steps guide our next steps. One thing we all agree on is that it must be done, and I would submit to you that we need to get started now.
During Wednesday's public comment period, some community members criticized the potential of any redevelopment while the coal ash remains. Groups of environmental advocates and concerned residents have held their own meetings and information sessions over the last year to discuss potential effects of building on top of coal ash. Additionally, Chapel Hill's Environmental Steward Advisory Board unanimously submitted a petition advocating for full removal before any building. It's this reason that Councilmember Adam Searing says he voted against the resolution for any plan of new construction at the site. Searing cited UNC's removal of coal ash during a university construction project back in 2010 as an example of how Chapel Hill, quote, should do no less for its employees.
We need to just remove this ash. And I'm really happy to support building town offices, housing, or any other sort of public amenities on this site. However, we really have a responsibility to our community, our taxpayers, and most importantly for our discussion tonight, our employees, to remove this hazardous coal ash completely before we do so.
Councilmember Jessica Anderson, however, said the town council has received advice so far to instead cap the ash or bury it underground within concrete. She pointed to hiring consultants beyond the state-run brownfields program to supplementally advise town staff and elected officials on science and safety. Anderson also said she wants to explore those remediation options before creating, quote, more ethical problems by moving the toxic materials.
Trucking our coal ash to another community is not the only answer that we have. In fact, I would actually disagree with that completely. I would say I trust us to test the site going forward more than I do a poorer community with fewer resources that then other people are going to be exposed. Just because it's not Chapel Hill doesn't mean the coal ash won't be somewhere. There is no coal ash-free future.
Anderson also said she believes making a concept plan could help break the ongoing cycle of running assessments but lacking a true proposal, which she likened to being, quote, on a hamster wheel going around and around. Like Anderson, Councilmember Michael Parker voted in favor of having a concept plan crafted for the 828 MLK Boulevard property. During his comment period, he said the town council, staff, and community members are aligned on perhaps the most challenging part of this project. It must be safe.
In the end, the goal is the same for everybody at this dais, as well as everybody out there who, you know, clearly are very concerned and have every right to be, that when we are done, there will be no exposure to coal ash to anyone anywhere near that site. That is our goal. And that's what we are striving for, and we are going to work with the best science we can get to achieve that goal.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.